This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to yet another edition of the Corporation Nation radio program. I am Clint Richardson, your host. With me today for a return visit is Mr. Gary Long, who was on the show last Friday, and we're going to continue our discussion from both Friday and Monday today. And we'll take calls in the second hour. Have you heard about H.R. 347, which takes away the right of free speech in certain areas? There's a lot of hype about this bill. Of course, the truth is that for over 40 years, there's been this clause where the Secret Service can arrest you for your free speech. Basically has to do with entering buildings without license and everything else. There's a lot of hype about this, but I did want to mention, when we're considering bills like H.R. 347, you have to consider what the word, again, please understand that all of these words that we throw around and take for granted, and we throw all this patriotic fervor to, do not mean what we think they mean. In the legal realm, these words do not mean what we think they mean. When we are talking about the fact that the Constitution states that the freedom of speech shall not be inhibited, do you remember what that word actually means? Look it up, folks. Look up the legal definition of freedom once again. That simply means, freedom means that you shall not disobey the law. So if you have freedom of speech, that means you can speak all you want as long as you're not breaking the law. If your speech or your quote-unquote free speech is against the law of government, the law of man, then guess what? You can get in trouble for that, and it's perfectly constitutional, it's perfectly legal for them to throw you in jail for saying something you're not supposed to say, or holding up a sign, or whatever, because you only have, as a citizen, freedom of speech. You do not have a right, as a citizen, for free speech. You need a permit for that a lot of the time. Only men who claim natural rights, again, under God and nature, under the natural law, have the right to say anything that they will. Citizens do not. This is a very, very important point to understand when you're considering all of this legislation that seems unconstitutional, if you will. It's actually not. Because remember, the Constitution is just the character of the laws that are to be set for government. So when we say freedom of speech, we literally mean you have the right, the political right, to say whatever you want as long as it's not against what government's rules say. So when you're using the word freedom and you're throwing it out there casually, you better remember what that word means. All right. Gary Long is with us today. He was with us last Friday. We're having a very interesting discussion ongoing about the concept of religion, specifically Christianity as opposed to all of the other religions out there, just Christianity without the corporation of it. Gary, welcome back.
Hello, Clint. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Sorry that we were supposed to have you Wednesday, but well, that old character Walter Buren, he's pretty hard to get. So I moved you to Friday. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. I think that was a great show. Walter is fascinating to listen to, and of course,
I know
he's one of your major mentors, and you carry his message so well. It's just one can never get tired of listening.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because he was the first, he was one of the first interviews I ever heard back in the day before I knew a lot of what I know years ago. He was one of the first interviews I heard and I listened to what he was saying. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta look at this. I gotta look at this. And of course, when I quit my illustrious Hollywood career, he was the first person I called because he seemed to be not getting the support he needed and, yeah, I guess the rest is history. We made that movie together, and then I started making my own. So, so today I wanted to focus specifically on this concept of pledging. Pledging being an ancient term, an ancient act, which really signifies the contractual enslavement of people. When we pledge something, we are literally putting ourselves in the position of a commodity being pledged for something. So take it from there, Gare.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. You constantly challenge me, so I had to spend a little bit of time sorting through the term pledge and then some of the connections that we see in everyday life related to that. And it's very enlightening. Like you pointed out earlier, it is a promise to something or someone to give over as security, either for repayment or promise faith, so forth. What was fascinating to me as I went through Black's was that it does not necessarily have to be a tangible item.
Mm.
So that actually clued me up a bit when we talk about things like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure.
Of course, allegiance is yet another interesting word. So I appreciate the fact that you brought up this topic because it allowed me to dig into those words, and of course, that's how I learn more, and how everyone else out there listening can certainly gain some degree of enlightenment anyway.
Yeah, well, I took the liberty of pulling up a few definitions and things out of our own law just to get us in the mood for what this whole thing means with pledging, and I want to read you. So we can get started, so we can understand what's happening here, there's two things that I really want to get out there so people understand the nature of this country, how it was formed. Again, a corporation. Okay, Article 12 of the Articles of Confederation stated that all bills of credit emitted, monies borrowed, and debts contracted by or under the authority of Congress before the assembling of the United States and pursuant of the present Confederation shall be deemed and considered as a charge against the United States for payment and satisfaction whereof the said United States, now listen to this, folks, and the public faith are hereby solemnly pledged. Okay, shall be deemed and considered as a charge against the United States for payment and satisfaction whereof the said United States and the public faith are hereby solemnly pledged. Now, the question you might have is, what does that mean, public faith? Faith is such a religious word, isn't it? Well, it turns out it's actually a financial term, if we get to that one.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your old world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas.
So... The Articles of Confederation pledged you as the public, where it states, in the public faith are hereby solemnly pledged for the debts charged against the United States. So what is the word faith? Now, we all think of faith as, well, I believe in something. And that's sort of what it means in the legal language, but really... Faith is defined in Black's Law First Edition as confidence, credit, or reliance. Credit. Did you hear that, folks? So credit requires collateral. What do you think the public faith is? An act may be said to be done on the faith of certain representations, belief, credence, or trust. And now a trust is another financial instrument, not the kind of trust where I make a promise to you and you just trust me. No, we're talking about a financial instrument here. Thus, the Constitution provides that the full faith and credit shall be given to the judgments of each state in the courts of the others. A solemn pledge or an oath to make faith is to swear with the right hand uplifted that one will declare the truth. Now, keep in mind that when the Pledge of Allegiance first came out, kids were required to lift their hand up in the air, communist style, palm forward, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And the laws on the books and in the court's opinions stated that if you did not pledge allegiance as a child, that you would be suspended from school and your parents might even be fined and go to jail. This was how, well, communist the Pledge of Allegiance actually first started. And it was actually written by a man named Bellamy that was a socialist, a very well-known socialist, actually. So it's a very interesting history about the Pledge of Allegiance. Hard to put into words, but we are actually pledged as credit for the good faith and credit of the United States. It's a very strange thing. So, Gary, what is this thing? What is pledging? What the heck is it?
Well, before we go that far, if I can play your straight man for a moment here, some questions that jumped into my mind and maybe into some of the listeners' minds as well. So what's happened here is that another party has pledged faith or, if you will, liability from one party to another. Well, exactly how did this happen? How could it happen? What's the legality? Is that through our own consent? You know, and the other question that jumps up, the faith and liability to whom? How would you approach that?
Well, the Constitution is very clear, and this is why I say, look, wake up, folks. If you make a contract or a compact like the Constitution, and in, I believe, Article 6, I don't have it in front of me, it states very clearly mm-hmm. that the debts that the United States owes to Britain and France are to be transferred over into this United States corporation that was being created, the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. If you make a contract in debt, then you're certainly not independent. You're in debt. So, mm-hmm. you know, this was basically that part of the Constitution was basically the same thing, just taking this part of the Articles of Confederation and moving it over. Because again, the Articles were very clear that all bills of credit and monies borrowed and debts shall still be, of course, on the United States, and the public faith are hereby solemnly pledged to pay that debt. So obviously it's not a pledge to the people, it's not a pledge to themselves, it's a pledge to the people who loan the money, the people who wanted the war, for England and France, the crown. Mm-hmm. Let me read you something else here. This is a Black's Fourth Dictionary definition of pledge. A bailment of personal property as security for a debt or other obligation. The specific article delivered to the creditor in security is also called a pledge or pawn. This article in the Articles of Confederation literally were a pledge to something else. So, I mean, that would be my best answer.
Okay. And another definition in the sixth edition is that a pledge is a security interest in a chattel or in an intangible represented by an indispensable instrument such as a formal written evidence of an interest in an intangible so representing the intangible that the enjoyment, transfer, or enforcement of the intangible depends upon possession of the instrument. That's a mouthful. But
right, right.
When you talk about intangibles, what might that entail?
Well, again, reading from the same definition, I didn't read the whole thing. It actually refers to a pledge in this, what we're talking about as a chattel mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So it says the legal title passes to the mortgagee subject to a defeasance. And when you consider, of course, the bankruptcy of the United States, that the Congress is there to, according to Jim Trafficant anyway, the Congress is in session to oversee the bankruptcy proceedings of the United States, you start to think, hey, we are chattel and we are mortgaged for the good faith mm-hmm. and credit of the United States.
Right. And going back to the original long string of questions, Lysander Spooner, I'm sure many of the listeners are familiar with him. He challenged very eloquently how one person can bind another. Under what conditions can someone bind another? And I guess to me, this kind of goes to the heart of the question, by what authority do representatives bind the people to a contractual obligation such as a pledge?
Well,
how does that happen?
You're talking about the Constitution of No Authority, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This is, you know, I've heard some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people out there talk about, getting rid of what we've got and creating a voluntary society, with the key word being voluntary. And mm-hmm. I keep saying, well, wait a minute, folks. It's a really great idea. The problem is we are already in a voluntary society. And basically the answer to that question, in my humble opinion, is that if you accept the benefits of government, you have to accept the binding of government. You have to accept the artificial person, and you have to be a surety to that artificial person. In other words, you're responsible for your little corporation that you carry around with you, this artificial construct, or in government's opinion, you are chattel. And this is what essentially why you are bound, simply because you voluntarily accept all the benefits. And, you know, I could go over countless court cases that say, mm-hmm. you know, basically dismiss the defendant when he tries to argue the Constitution. He says, look, it's very simple. You accepted the benefits, therefore you must accept the rights that come along with it. It's your right to be forced to do this and this and this and this. It's your right to be pledged. It's your right to be bound. That's the problem. It's voluntary.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly the direction I wanted to go with that. But we have a break coming, I think.
Yes, they come too quick, don't they? All right. Well, we'll get back into this after the break.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. Again, with us is Gary Long. Today we're discussing how basically all Americans, or at least all citizens, are actually considered by government to be a pledge, or to be pledged as, well, chattel, collateral, for the good faith and credit of the United States. I want to read, it's the name of an ancient writ in English law, and it's called the Writ de Pledges Acquietandis. Okay, the word pledge and the word quiet are in there as in quiet title. It says, the name of an ancient writ in the English law, which lies where a man becomes pledge or surety for another to pay a certain sum of money at a certain day. And after the day, if the debtor does not pay the debt, the surety be compelled to pay. In other words, the man is the surety. If he does not pay the debt, he shall have this writ to compel the debtor to pay the same. So, again, there's that word pledge. And when we look at Bouvier's Law Dictionary, I believe this is, says a pledge is defined as a bailment of goods by a debtor to his creditor to be kept till the debt is discharged, a contract by which a debtor gives his creditor a thing to detain as security for his debt. Well, that's describing, unfortunately, folks, your citizen, your artificial person, your straw man. Okay, that is that is what is being pledged with you as the surety, the thing that is attached. So if your person, your legal construct, does not stand in good standing with government as far as being a good little debtor, then as surety, the government comes after you in order to try and collect whatever debt that is. So basically, when we're talking about being pledged, we're really talking about this artificial doppelganger that we carry around with us. It's our contractual person, basically. And the good way to understand what that is just to consider your credit report. Okay, your credit report has nothing to do with you. It only has to do with your artificial person. All the contracts, all the things that you get into, all your banks, everything else. This is why I don't care anymore about my credit score. I put my finger up to the credit companies because it's not me. It's completely artificial. It has nothing to do with me. I could be the best person in the world, and my credit score can tell me or tell someone that I am the most horrible person in the world. My person can get stolen. For God's sake, my person can get stolen. My person can be being used right now in Guadalajara or across the country in, or the world in China, and I cannot know it's being used. This is my artificial person. That is what my, this is what identity theft is. It's the stealing of your artificial person. It's the stealing of your good faith and credit. All right, so Gary, there you go. I mean, let's get more into this, deeper into the biblical aspects of this and how long this has been going on, seemingly forever.
It would appear to have gone on for a very long time. The mechanisms of which probably evolved over history. Clearly, kings originally, if you go as far back as we can read or understand, kings were given the authority over land and, of course, all the occupants and resources and so forth within. And they were, they said to have derived this authority from the gods, or God, if you will. So the king, and going back to what we talked about the last time, Christ's vicar on earth, if you will, assumed this authority over all the little people, and apparently has evolved into at least a presumed authority to, as used the term contract, which I think is very important, contract with others and pledge the assets of that kingdom or land or whatever. Now, when we talk contract law, though, and for the listeners again, if there's not full disclosure in a contract, is that contract binding? Or are we expected and required to understand the law, therefore ignorance of the law is not an excuse? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, the whole ignorance of the law is no excuse argument doesn't seem to apply to the lawmakers. That's the interesting part about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we tear apart the word contract as well, I mean, con can mean a lot of different things, to swindle, for instance, but it's also negation. Negation of something. It is a negative, in other words. So, contract, I'm trying to figure out what exactly the etymology of a contract is, but when we put con in front of words, then we really got to start thinking about all these con words, constitution, contract, confederation, con this, con that. It's a... if I were to guess at this point, I would say that a contract, being that the word con means negation, literally means negation of rights. In other words, you're contracting outside of the legal aspect of government and you're doing a personal contract. But if you're contracting with government, are you negating your natural rights? I got to look at tract. I'll have to figure out what that word is.
Well, contract looks like early 14th century from Old French. A contract or agreement, or to draw together metaphorically to make a bargain, those sorts of things. See tract. Okay, let's take a look. Tract. It's from Latin tractus, track, course, space, duration, a drawing out or pulling, to pull, draw, to draw, drag, or move. The meaning stretch of land or water is first recorded in 1550s. So,
Well, it means agreement, and it means it's a hard one to it's a hard one to tear apart.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to limit everything else. So if you're in contract, you're losing everything else outside of that contract, which in this term would be natural law.
This may make a little more sense. In another definition, tract refers to a little book or a treatise. That's from the 12th century. A handling treatise treatment. So it would, this is stretching perhaps, but something contrary to an original writing, perhaps. Would that make more sense?
Say that again?
Something contrary to an original writing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get at is that if you're contracted as a citizen to government, then all of your rights from government are contrary to anything else you might claim, and it's hard to put into words, but yeah, that's what we're talking about. And then there's the words obligor and obligee. An obligor, which would be us, is a person who binds himself to another by contract. But the problem is a person is an artificial thing. So it's an artificial thing binding an artificial thing to another artificial thing. And then the obligee is the person to whom another is bound. So government being the obligee. Some of these things are, when you start thinking about it that way, it's kind of scary, really.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. If we could step back to the pledge again, don't mean to keep jumping around, but
it's hard not to.
Yeah, it is hard not to, because all this seems to tie together. One of the meanings I've come across, it's an allegiance vow, attested by drinking with another. So that's somewhat akin to a toast with a more solemn promise involved there. So that takes us back to the allegiance and the pledge of allegiance that you very effectively covered earlier with the writer, the original writer, and so forth.
Right. All right, Gary, we'll be right back. You're on the Corporation Nation. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in, simultaneously.
Okay, folks, welcome back here in the Corporation Nation. All right, so Gary, let me just read one more thing. There's so many definitions of pledge. Pledge also means pawn, interestingly. Judge Story, this is from Bouvier's Law Dictionary, says Judge Story defines pawn or pledge to be a bailment of personal property as security for some debt or engagement. The term pledge or pawn is confined to personal property and where real or personal property is transferred by a conveyance of the title. Now, title can also be name. As a security, it is commonly denominated a mortgage. A mortgage of goods is in the common law distinguishable from a mere pawn. But a grant or conveyance of goods, engage or mortgage, the whole legal title passes conditionally to the mortgagee. It goes on and on and on. So the mortgagee obviously is government, and we like to blame the banks as the bad guy when it comes to mortgages, but banks are really just middlemen for government. All of the things that banks can do are because government allows banks to be a pusher, if you will, of Federal Reserve notes, allows banks to create Federal Reserve notes out of thin air, if you will, again, based on the pledge and faith of the public. So it seems to me, Gary, that government goes out of its way to get us to create a title or a name, to create a false corporate structure of everything we own. We have arms, which government wants us to register instead of arms as firearms. We have our homes, which, you know, are, it wants to be property. All of these things are then registered. Our children, they can't just be our natural, little guys and girls, they have to be children or child, and that has to be registered. We have ourselves that we register. Our parents do it for us, actually, with the certificate or title of birth. I mean, it seems like everything that we have is in the form of a title or some sort of mortgage, with the government being the mortgagee.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And which brings us back to that allegiance word. And I think this is pretty powerful. Allegiance stemming from 14th century, the loyalty of a liege man to his lord. In a general figurative sense, is a recognition of claims to respect or duty. That's pretty powerful. And when we look at blacks with regard to allegiance, it's an obligation of fidelity and obedience to government in consideration for protection that government gives. And in English law, that kind of allegiance, which is due from all men born within the king's dominions immediately upon their birth, which is intrinsic and perpetual and cannot be divested by any act of their own.
Hmm.
When you put those two things together, that is pretty scary.
Right, and then you take each of those words and you start breaking them down. They all seem to mean the same thing. Fidelity, for instance, means faithfulness or adherence, faithful or true faith. We discovered what faith means, that it's really a financial instrument, and has very much to do with fealty, which is loyalty, fidelity, faithfulness, same thing, loyal and faithful, faith. Okay, these terms, it's like they pretend to be just everyday common language that we use. You know, we have faith in God, we have this. It turns out these words are all legal terms, and they mean something very specific, which is to get you into this artificial loyalty. It's not a voluntary necessarily or personal feeling. It's a contract.
Yes. One which apparently people are compelled to agree with, or at least the elements of government come down hard if you don't. So where does that leave, I guess, what you describe as a free man? Where does that leave?
Well, it supports my personal opinion that the only way out of this is to completely separate yourself from any and all contracts. And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people say, what's the solution? What are we going to do? What's the solution? Add you, again, a word that is completely misunderstood because we're using it conversationally. But with government, there is only one solution, and that's the legal definition of solution. And guess what? The word solution means ending or satisfying a contract. So what's the solution to this enslavement that we voluntarily put ourselves in? Well, the solution is the definition of solution, which is the end of the contractual nature. I mean, now, you know, in answer to that, is that the final solution? Is that the only way you can be free? Well, no, because, you know, if enough people do that, same thing that happened in the Civil War is going to happen today. The government is going to use its military force to force people to accept its will and the War of Northern Aggression. That's why they called it that. When the Southern states found out that the bankruptcy was, the 70-year bankruptcy was coming up, guess what? You know, Northern states, the original 13 states, said, well, we need you, Southern states, to pledge all of your land and property as the good faith and credit to reinstill the bankruptcy, to refund or re-bail, I don't know what the right word is there, remortgage the good faith and credit of the United States. The Southern state says, heck no. We don't want to be in a contract with the crown to pay the debt of the United States. No. And that's where the war came.
Right. And that's where Lysander Spooner really, I thought, effectively approached all that. At least he put it out in detail for people to consider. For sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, wanted to make this transition here because pledges did go through a transition, and this goes back to the corporate nature of things. Much of the law of pledges has been replaced by the provisions for secured transactions in Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code.
Aha.
So you can see it's just an evolution of, or I guess one could look at it more as a refinement over the years, locking in the system just a little bit tighter.
Well, I think you can see it as an incorporation. In other words, it's going from just a blood oath to literally to a contractual corporate nature. Everything is turning into one big giant corporate structure. Whereas before, you know, they didn't have the written records of people. They couldn't take your birth certificate, your title, and pledge it for something. It had to be an even more voluntary thing. And of course, you know, there's always the threat of violence. There's always force and coercion, which you know, government is famous for. So,
Yeah, what was interesting about the Civil War, from what I can put together, is we always look at the fact that the South seceded, but was forced by the government to reintegrate as essentially a different party, and we can talk more about that.
You mean a different court? In fact, the states actually had to accept the new constitutions, and before they could even accept the new constitutions, they had to accept what were called the Enabling Acts, which basically pledged all of the lands of each state or each territory to the federal government. So they had to accept the new constitutions in the state to even become part of the states. Of course, it wasn't a choice. They didn't have a choice. They had to accept the new state constitutions. So, again, that aspect of force. All right, folks, we'll be back, and we'll take some calls in the second hour here. Stay with us.
With financial uncertainty.